According to Issa Hamoud, Logan City's environmental director, 60 to 70% of the plastic waste in Cache County comes from Logan City. This was one of the biggest motivators for Councilmember Herm Olsen's proposed single-use plastic bag ban for Logan. In his final meeting as a council member on Tuesday, Herm Olsen's proposed ordinance was adopted, as well as approval for a countywide plastic reduction program spearheaded by the Cache County Solid Waste Advisory Board. Here's what Olsen said.
We started this effort as simply Logan City trying to speak to the problem of these nasty little blowing in the wind, getting stuck in the gutter plastic bags. But as we proposed it, it also became clear that these plastic bags were not just a city problem, they were a county problem.
While the city ordinance was passed, Olsen said the ban won't be implemented until April 22, 2020, in order to give the entire county a chance to adopt the countywide plastic reduction proposal in March. The county resolution differs from the ordinance as it includes options for merchants to choose from, such as not carrying single-use plastic bags, or if they choose to provide them, adding a 10-cent charge per bag. Incoming Logan Councilmember Mark Anderson, who's also a co-owner of Anderson Seed and Garden, said he and his wife have been supportive of the ordinance since it was introduced by Olsen in the spring, but as a retailer,
I feel like it's nice to have an option to choose, and so I really, really like the options that the county has put together where, you know, you can choose option A, option B. You have a choice, basically.
Anderson is confident the county plan will be implemented in March 2020, and Olsen said if that plan goes into effect, the city may rescind the ban on plastic bags in order to allow for the countywide initiative. The council's decision made Logan the third city in the state, after Moab and Park City, to adopt a citywide plastic bag ban, and Olsen said if the countywide reduction plan is approved next year, Cache County will become the first county in the state to implement a countywide initiative. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, this is Kat Webb.